From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. President Trump has promised Wisconsin dairy farmers the administration will resolve trade inequities with Canada. Trump made his first comments condemning Canadian dairy trade policies during a stop in Wisconsin last week. In a letter to the president, Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker and New York Governor Andrew Cuomo say Canada blatantly violated international trade agreements and shut down a thriving U.S. ultra-filtered milk market. Canadian dairy officials say the oversupply of milk is a U.S. problem, and their supply management system should be protected. Japan might try to revive the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal without the United States. One of President Trump's first official acts was to withdraw the U.S. from the deal, estimated to be worth more than $4 billion to U.S. agriculture. A TPP ministers' meeting is to be held in Vietnam next month to consider ways an 11-member agreement can be finalized. It would reportedly require member countries to settle on a revision to exclude the U.S., but for some countries, that means reopening the deal to renegotiation. The CEO of Growth Energy wants consumers to know ethanol is an earth-friendly biofuel. In a tribute to Earth Day on Saturday, Emily Score says anyone who wants to be eco-conscious should use gasoline blended with corn-based ethanol. Score says she believes telling millennials that ethanol cuts greenhouse gas emissions nearly in half is something they will respond to. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.